Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining our program, Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's Monday, December the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. We have one more day after today to go in 2013, and we'll be welcoming 2014. Well, we can praise the Lord. He brought us through another year. And I would say the earth, challenging year on many fronts. And I'm sure you found it challenging as well, because I did. Life is changing rapidly in our society, in our world, and certainly it affects us individually as well as corporately. However, we made it over. It looks like it's going to be that way because we have just a few hours, really, left in the earth. However, welcome to you and thank you for joining us. And today our focus is He reigns in majesty, and we're talking or speaking specifically of our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. And it's important for us to return to the fact that He reigns. He's not going to reign. He reigns presently. And that's helpful when we look at the challenges that surround our lives as well as our society and our nation and the rest of the world. How else will we overcome except we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? Well, I don't know if there's anyone that has a birthday today, but if in fact you do, please be blessed. Know that God is awesome and He's kept you, and we thank God for you, for giving you as a gift to our world to run your race and be a blessing. So may God bless you richly. Today our prayer target is the violence in our city. And even now I'm being guided to make it plural, our cities. Those of you who live in or near our region would have heard the news of, and certainly be concerned about, the number of murders that are occurring in our community right here in the city of Newark. And it's young people, very young people. It's young as 12, 13, those ages where those persons have hardly begun to live, but their lives have been terminated because of the spirit of violence that's in our community. And today, in fact, there is going to be a demonstration today in our city, a gathering of many to protest, if you will, or to make a statement against the rising level of what appears to be, from any decent perspective, senseless violence. And I want us to pray today concerning this event. And the event I'm talking about is the idea of the murders, the loss of life that is occurring. And I would ask you to join us in prayer today concerning that. I have a little sense of searching for what is on God's heart. How does He want us to respond to the circumstances of these killings. So I've been searching my own heart and searching in the spirit to try to get a sense of lead and direction. Now, I was invited to be a part of this community action on today, and unfortunately, I'm already preoccupied with some commitments for today, but also I'm in a little bit of a despair, if I may use that term, as to what is this going to do, what will be achieved by this. And I don't see the outcome that would be affected by this action on today, other than to highlight and to make it known that we disapprove of this kind of behavior. Now, this is not the first time there has been an active demonstration of this kind, and this activity still continues. And it's all based around anger and guns and whatever. And it's just horrific. So maybe on today we can get some lead in our spirits as to exactly how to proceed in the spirit. I know that there is action in the spirit that's required, most certainly. We need a visitation in our city, in our community. We need a visitation of the Lord. That's what we need more than anything else. We need people turning to Him, turning to Christ, surrendering their lives, coming away from all of the issues that produces anger, strife, envy, and all of those things that harbor the spirits of violence, spirit of murder, and all of that. So that's where we are in this moment and today. So want to hear from you on what you're getting as you hear the news. I've had calls from, I received calls from individuals who live outside of our city who are just distraught about what is happening here. And what are your thoughts? Your lines are open. And what are your thoughts on it? How might we proceed? Since it's affecting all of us, particularly those of us that are on live and in the region or close by, and we're aware through media sources or word of mouth of what is going on currently. You're in touch with the Global Time with Jesus Christ. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this day. And our hearts are somewhat heavy with the circumstances that are present. Now, some of you may have more pressing concerns about various other issues and circumstances pertaining to yourself and all of that, and that's fine. You can mention those if you like, because we're going to lift all of these things up before the Lord as is required, so that heaven, we'll give heaven permission to intervene. That's what we need, a visitation, a divine, supernatural action. Your lines are open. Now is the time to make your request known or make a comment while we have the opportunity, and the time is passing. Good morning. Good morning. We're soliciting any comment or request for prayer from you. Is there anything on your heart? Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. For whom all blessings flow, and we know that God is, no matter how it looks or how we feel, God is still in control. Because if they did it to Christ when the tree was green, he said when it's bad, he told us to cry. That's why we ought to weep for our children.
Yes.
For the generation. This is the time of wailing and just crying out to God, because we as a people, and I'm saying even the ones that did it, the perpetrators that did it, they need the Lord.
Yes.
And we really need God in this time. We are like Rachel, weeping for our children. These are babies.
Yes.
That haven't lived their life. And I tell you, I was so hurt and still hurt that we can just take life like it's just a piece of, even though it is like a grass, but it's just cut so young.
Yes.
So young.
Yes.
You know, and this is not what God will have us to do, you know. So we just need to cry out to God. And we need the Lord more, more. Amen.
Then their families. On both sides of the issue, you have the victims' families, then you have the perpetrator's family, and they're all seriously affected by the incidents. And I'm going to just submit something, and I've been thinking on this for a long, long time, trying to question, trying to get some sense of what is going on in the spiritual realm as these events take place. And one of the leads that I've been getting consistently is, you know, demonic spirits. There are certain groups of demonic spirits that I don't know that's all of them, but I know certainly there are some of them that blood is important to them. Blood. And I've been speculating and wondering if some of these are not, in fact, blood sacrifices.
Yes.
I just put that out there. I don't have all the answers on that, but maybe I need to put more time into just following that lead to see where it goes. But I know enough, I'm aware of enough to know that there's something to it. Because when we go and look at Abel's murder by his brother Cain, the Lord said that Abel's blood cried out. It cried out. Blood speaks. And this is so devastating that the kingdom of darkness has available to it individuals who will carry out its bidding. And that's what a perpetrator is guilty of. And I believe that is why in the scriptures, when one took a life, that person was or qualified for their life to be taken as well. And I know in our modern times we have abandoned that that form or fashion of operating in the circumstance and presence of murder, and there's reason for that. But barring injustice where a person is put to death for while not being guilty, barring that, barring that, the act of ending someone else's life, I believe, has so much implication, so much attached to it, that I think that has escaped us. And a lot more could be said, which I won't resort to in our time here. But I'm just throwing these things out there for us to, as people of God, to question, to investigate, to seek God. And certainly, as you were saying about Rachel crying for her children, all of that's involved. And we thank you for that comment. And our lines are still open, and if anyone else would like to input, and then we'll go to prayer, and we're going to focus on the issue of violence in our city.
Yes, welcome. Good morning.
Yes.
As the caller, the previous caller just said, it is a wake-up call for us who, as the scriptures say, are called by his name to turn from our wicked ways. It's not that we all have been, but we have to take a serious call and, as she said, cry out. And as we are going on this fast, early in the year, this is the opportunity for us to put this situation as a priority on the list of things that we are fasting for. To cry out and ask God that we who are called by his name, we are going to turn from our wicked ways and cry out and ask him to heal the land, to bring back empathy in people's heart, to bring back compassion. The Bible says that in the last days, men's love will wax cold, and we are seeing it every day. When a person could take a gun and without thinking that when you pull that trigger, that's the end of that person's life, your love has waxed cold. What I see on this fast, that is one of the things that, as Pastor said, there's a spirit of murder hovering around, especially north and the surrounding area. It's like, there we also go, like Satan knows that the time is coming down, so he is just roaming and seeking and searching for whoever he could use as a vessel to destroy life. So we, on that note, we have to seriously cry out, turn from our evil ways, turn from the hypocrisy, turn from playing church and from just going through the norm of just going through the norm of our daily walk with God, and take a serious cry out more fast, and you know, just cry out.
Yes.
So that God will heal the land. We have to pray the sacrifice. We have to stand in the gap. We, the ones who are called by his name, we have to stand in the gap to save our land.
Yes. Well, in other words, we're the ones that have to travail in this season. If it isn't the people of God that are in travail over the loss and the suffering, and standing for the victory and the liberation and salvation of individuals, of people, in our community, of our communities, then there's no one else. The police department has not been tasked. Law enforcement has not been tasked to do that. That's not their mandate. But the mandate of the people of God is the one that is needed and required right now. We are to stand in the gap. Okay, I think we have the sense of urgency that is required and appropriate for this kind of circumstance that exists. So let us go to prayer and earnestly pray with us as we just open our hearts to the Holy Spirit. And I don't think that, or let me put it this way, I believe that the Holy Spirit is grieved. I can sense that in my spirit, and truly believe that's God's sentiment over what is happening. God is never rejoicing over judgment or consequences. God is always saddened by the fact that his creation, meaning people, are experiencing the loss and suffering at the hands of the kingdom of darkness, which opposes life. So let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We feel a sense of grief and loss over all that is happening, all of the violence, all of the murders, the death, the shedding of blood on the grounds of our community. Help us today, even as we think on these circumstances as they occur in our community. Father, we hope in you through Jesus Christ, because he reigns in majesty. He reigns. And therefore, we turn to you through him for comfort in our hearts, for you to not only ease the pain we feel, but those families that are hurting right now, even during this wonderful time of celebration, this wonderful season, where we all should be rejoicing because of what you have done, the gift that you have given to us, the most awesome Christmas gift, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. But yet, there is grief, there is mourning for the loss of life. And these lives are the lives of our children. Children that have not yet begun to really live, but because of the violence, the spirits that seek bloodshed. Hallelujah. We stand against their work, their assignment, in the name of Jesus. We say his blood prevails. Father, we ask for a hedge to be placed around our city, around our community. We ask for a divine dispatch of angels to surround our city Everyone is stirred and disturbed by the violence, senseless, for whatever reasons. There are no reasons to justify it. And we know, God, that you stand for life. And Jesus has come that we may have life, and that more abundantly. And Father, we want this life to spread in our community, throughout the community. So we thank you, Lord, that we are able to call on you. And we ask for a visitation, a divine, supernatural visitation to our community, to persons, to families, to homes, to neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless your name. We humbly call on you because there's nothing that we can do except what we're doing right now. Lifting this issue before your awesome throne, before your presence, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given to us to collectively put our hearts and minds together on behalf of the city of Newark and surrounding cities that are affected by the same thing. Spirits that seek out shed blood, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke all of the work, all of the strategies and assignments that are coming from the kingdom of darkness. And we release the kingdom of light to enlarge and to expand throughout our community and our neighborhoods. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray today that today would go forth and complete without one murder. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood prevails. In the name of Jesus. And there will be safety, preservation of life,
yes, Lord,
in our community. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Allow,
thank you.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for answering the Spirit, Lord. We know that is already answered. So we
yes.
can praise you and honor you in advance, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Done. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are
Lord,
yes, worthy of all the honor, Lord, because we know there's only you could do it, Jesus.
Yes, only you could
on
do
you,
it.
Lord. We rely
Hallelujah.
On you. We rely
Hallelujah.
On you, Lord. The mayor cannot do it. The councilman cannot do it. It's only you, Lord. So we are crying out to you.
Yes, Lord.
We're crying
yes.
out
Hallelujah.
To you, Lord, to heal the land. Heal the land, Lord. Heal the
yes,
land.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Father.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Call
yes, praise
you,
the name of the Lord.
For your spirit,
thank you, Father.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Spread out. To spread out, Lord, yes, your spirit spread out.
And
thank
we
you,
claim
Lord.
Victory over the power of darkness. We claim victory over the power
yes.
of evil. We claim victory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the hope that
you
are to us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, that the hope is to glory you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To turn to you with hope and with faith, knowing that you
yes.
will do it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Father, we pray
thank
that
you.
the families
yes,
that have been injured and hurt,
oh,
impacted
Jesus.
By these events, that
oh, Jesus.
You would reverse what the enemy intended
yes,
so that
Father.
It means good. They will call on you. They will see
yes,
a
Lord.
Great light.
Lord.
They will turn
not be shed
in
and
these
rain.
Moments.
That
they will
something
turn.
Will come out of these death, Lord. And
the name
somebody
of
is going to cry
Jesus.
Out to you. Somebody is going to turn their life around, Lord.
Glory
and these
to God.
Funeral services will not be just funeral services, but it will be revival, Lord, that you will be in these funeral services and these going out
thank you,
services, that you will reign, Lord. And
hallelujah.
Your power will reign and that
praise
you will show them, Lord, that
the
you are in charge, regardless of what the circumstances are, that you are
hallelujah.
In charge. Some young people,
you,
some
Lord.
Mother, some father, some brother, some sister,
yes.
will turn to you, Lord, in this time of grief, that they will turn
yes.
to you, Lord, that they will realize and see that you is the answer.
Yes.
Sick of the
yes.
spirit of
thanks,
revenge, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of revenge that will prevail from these situations, Lord. We come against it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Let them realize that vengeance belongs to you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Praise his name.
Jesus.
Praise his name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The name above
Jesus,
every other name,
Jesus,
that at the
Jesus,
sound of
Jesus,
your name, every knee will bow in heaven and in earth, even in
Jesus,
hell. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I sense the presence
Lord,
of God in our midst
touch the
today.
Of
hallelujah.
That little 13-year-old girl, touch the parents, Lord. Touch the parents,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You can't imagine
yes, Father.
Losing a 13-year-old daughter, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Touch the mother.
Yes, Lord.
Touch
yes,
the mother,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, yes, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless
Jesus,
the name of the
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Break the chain, Lord. Break the
thank
chain.
You, Jesus.
Break the chain.
Break the
break
chain.
The
yes.
chain of murder.
Break,
break
the, chain.
The chain.
Smash it.
Break the chain.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Break the chain, Lord.
Glory
break
to God.
The chain.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank
praise
Lord.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's call in your name,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And call on your name this morning, Jesus,
yes.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
because these families go through the preparation, Lord, and they don't know what to say.
Yes.
Let them cry out to you, Jesus, Jesus,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, and you will hear and answer. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us keep our hearts open for the Spirit of God to speak to us concerning this issue, because it's an important issue that affects all of us in the sense that we are part of the environment, the atmosphere that's in our communities impinges upon us. And depending on what it is, it may be a blessing or a threat to us. And we want it to be a blessing to us, to our children, to our families, to our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones. So we cannot afford to be aloof from what is occurring. It is designed to disrupt peace, happiness, and even joy. It is from the pits of hell. And so we must stand intentionally, purposely, against the strategies of the adversary. And there's so many components to this that we could not even discuss them here in the limited time we have. However, we know that it is a menu for death that the enemy has concocted. Guns, so many guns, drugs, so much of it. Anger, so much of it. Oppression, so much of it. Lawlessness, so much of it. It's a recipe for death, for loss. The enemy comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that he may make manifest the works of the devil. And those are the works that are at work. And today, even as we go through this day, even may we may be on our jobs, but in our hearts and under our breath, we're pleading the blood of Jesus Christ against all of the weaponry, all of the arsenal of the adversary. This is a fearsome time in which we live. It's a wonderful time in terms of the kingdom of God, an opportunity for salvation and deliverance. But also, sin abounds. However, grace abounds much more. So we can leave this prayercast today with hope in our hearts. Hope in God, in his name. Hope in God. Have no fear. He's given us a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. This is an hour where many are losing it mentally, spiritually, and physically. But he has given us a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. And we must maintain that. Well, our time is winding up, and I do want to remind us that at midnight on December 4th, our fast, 21-day Daniel fast, begins. And it ends after 21 days on midnight on the 25th of January. So the 4th of January to the 25th of January, 21 days, we'll be in a consecration and fast. And the consecration is being called a consecration for war. And we're not going to be attacking anyone, but we'll be doing what Daniel has done and has set as an example. It's a Daniel-type fast, and the fast is a partial one, meaning that we will be eating, except we will be eating only plant-derived food. We'll be plant-strong, vegetables, beans, all those kinds of things. And the purpose of this fast is for primarily spiritual reasons. And then we look in the 10th chapter, and I would ask you to make a note of that. You may want to read the two chapters on either side of that, which would be the 9th and 11th chapter. But the text is the 10th chapter. We see that Daniel was fasting because he was engaging in spiritual warfare. He didn't attack anyone. What he did was humbled himself. That's how you wage spiritual warfare, by bringing the flesh under and then praying God's heart. How did Daniel know to pray God's heart? He had searched the scriptures and saw what God's heart was concerning him and the people of God. And he began to pray and fast consistently around that. And that's what we are being asked to do for 21 days. Well, I want to bless you today, because you're God's people. Just want to bless you today. So I just want to say a quick benediction. We just have a few moments. And let's go to Jude chapter 24. And I'm sorry, verse 24, verse 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. So may God bless you all day today. Keep you in good health. And protect yourself from the weather, please. And keep washing your hands. Wash your hands.
Amen.
Let's take prudent steps to protect it. There's some serious stuff that's going around out there. I saw one person who is obviously in the throes of having the flu, and he looked almost dead. And a wonderful friend and acquaintance of ours, after 2 weeks, still looked almost dead from having the flu. So you don't want to contract that. So wash hands and eat well and get all your vitamin C. Amen?
Amen.
Well, may God bless you richly on this day. Thank you for joining us, sharing your heart and time with us.
Our blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Amen.
God
bless everyone.
God bless all the saints and the warriors on this prayer line.
Yes, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Remember Tuesday evening, 7:30 at Newark Gospel Tabernacle. End of year service and celebration.
Amen.
Tomorrow night. 7:30. Bring a friend.